Jets Replay, brought to you by your Tri-State BMW Centers. Visit us at tristatebmw.com. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Now I'm joined by Kyle Wilson, a Piscataway, New Jersey native. Kyle, thanks for joining us after such a difficult game. What happened out there today?
Simply stated, we just didn't get the job done. And that's pretty much it. We just got to look to get better this week coming up. Obviously learn from our mistakes, but today wasn't a good outcome.
Yeah. What's happened, you think, in the run game? I thought you got in there, you played physical and run support and things like that, but any time a team comes in and gets 245 yards on you, obviously it's a big-time concern.
I'm just going to continue to do my job, but, we got to check the film and see what exactly went on. I'm not exactly sure I can tell you off the top of my head right now, but ultimately we do have to stop the run and make them one-dimensional to get in some pass situations where we can get our hands on the ball.
One thing you guys were doing well early on defense was you were getting off the field on third down. I think towards the end of the game that might have changed a little bit, but third down percentage-wise, you guys did a pretty decent job in defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it helps to win on first down to help out that third down percentage. So, we might have done some things well, but at the end of the day, it wasn't enough, and we didn't do what we needed to do to win the game.
How do you feel out there getting the start on the outside, obviously? It's something you've done before. You just did it a couple of weeks ago in Pittsburgh. How did everything go for you on the outside?
I thought it was all right. I thought I did a good job of being mentally in the game, understanding, when they were taking shots and executing my technique, getting hands on receivers. But at the end of the day, I'd rather get a win, and get scored on 10 times and get a win at the end of the day than to, have some single accolades or anything like that in a loss.
Yeah. Desiree has a live question here on NewYorkJets.com. We're joined live on set by Jets cornerback Kyle Wilson. She asks, Kyle, what does the team need to do to get back on track now?
Just continue to watch film. Obviously have a good week of practice and just overall get better. That's the story. Over time you get better, you get worse, and we've got to use this practice to get better coming up.
What was the locker room like after the game? I mean, you probably haven't had a loss like that in, I don't know, forever? Because you weren't losing like that at Boise State.
Nah.
And you guys sure haven't lost like this under Rex Ryan in your 3 years here. What was it like in the locker room after the game?
Just different. That was the overall thing. But guys are sticking together. That's the big thing. And we'll get this corrected.
Right. Did you feel like you were right there in the game? Like late in that first half, offense is driving, the score is not out of hand, and then there was a turnover, and then they get the field goal right before the half, and it seemed like that was kind of like a backbreaker.
Yeah, we just got to, again, compliment each other. Defense help out the offense help out the defense, and, special teams make plays. But overall, at the end of the day, today just wasn't it. And, you can't pinpoint a single thing. Everybody just got to look in the mirror and get better.
What was Rex Ryan like after the game? Because he addressed the media, and we just watched it here, and he was fired up. I'd never seen Rex like that before. I've seen him fired up, but as colorful as he is, I'd never seen him like that before.
Yeah, you can imagine. But I think everybody's a competitor in there, and nobody was even the least bit satisfied with anything that went on. So, I'm just one guy on the team, and, we're sticking together, and, I love those guys in there, and we're going to get this thing going.
How concerned are you about Santonio Holmes when you see your star receiver go out with that foot injury?
Yeah, I haven't spoke to him, but I hope everything is okay. Not really sure what happened. I know he didn't come back in the game, but, I haven't saw him, but, I'm just hoping for the best.
Now, where do you go from here? You guys are going to be off Monday and Tuesday, but you got a huge game. You got to get back right on it. Because the Houston Texans are coming to town next Monday night, and that's one of the top teams in all football.
Mm-hmm. I have my routine of, what I do for the following week, and that's just continue to digest this film, figure out what I need to work on, and have those points of emphasis, throughout this next week of practice. And overall, just get better during the week.
You worried about the team's confidence at all? Because like we've said, you haven't lost like this in forever. So are you worried about how this team will respond?
Well, we got a good group of veterans, and, you know, at the end of the day, this is just one game. So you don't want to be too high or, you know, too low throughout the whole season. The big thing is just learning what went on and what we need to do to fix that and point that out as point of emphasis this week and, you know, get things corrected.
Did they surprise you at all with some of their game planning? Because you knew they were going to go at you with Frank Gore. But it seemed like Kaepernick, who I didn't know was going to toss the ball, he took a shot down the field. And they also got him outside a couple times, and they used Manningham coming around. And those were some of those big runs that led to the 245 yards.
You know, we just got to limit those. Those are big plays we can't have. So some way, somehow, we got to get it done. That's the big story at the end of the day.
Jets Replay, brought to you by your Tri-State BMW Centers. Visit us at tristatebmw.com. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.